Today, I want to talk a little bit about the fires that occur in Albany in September. Well, between September the 30th and October the 1st, there were three major house fires that happened in Albany. Now, there was a total of 13 buildings that were destroyed, and over 80 people, including children, were displaced. Now, luckily, no one was killed or injured. But these families were left with nothing from the burnt out buildings, which were their homes. These fires occurred in the areas of Quail Street, Sheraton Avenue, and Colonial Avenue in Albany. Now, in this segment, I'm not so talk so much about the fire itself, but how the community and community organizations are coming together to support the families and children that were displaced by the fires. Now, on October the 11th, I attended one of the events, community benefit dinner, to raise funds for all the survivors of the fire. Now, the event was held at the First Lutheran Church at 646 State Street in Albany. I spoke to community activist Carolyn Keith, who is the coordinator for the Pine Hill Improvement Group, which was one of the sponsors of the event. Carolyn Keith. And I'm here at the Community Benefit Dinner, and I have as one of my guests, Ms. Carolyn Keith.
Yep.
Keith, all right. And Carolyn, just tell us a little bit about you.
Yes, I'm a neighbor in the neighborhood, and I'm a coordinator for the Pine Hills Improvement Group, which is a committee of the Pine Hills Neighborhood Association, and we work to improve Midtown Pine Hills, the student area in Pine Hills in Albany. And so we work with all stakeholders. We work most closely with the University at Albany's Neighborhood Life. We work with the Albany Police Department, with council members, with other members of the Neighborhood Association, with the College of St. Rose, and students and neighbors, and you know, everybody and anybody who wants to help make this neighborhood better for all, by all, with all.
Right. And the fire that happened on September the 30th, that's part of the Pine Hills neighborhood.
Yes, that's in it's in the Midtown Pine Hills part of the Pine Hills neighborhood. Yes, we have a number of families and some students who were impacted by that.
What students?
Yes.
Albany
students? Yes. Yes. There were about 7 University at Albany students and about 40, a little over 40 families, non-student neighbors.
So when you first heard of this, what were your thoughts?
Well, my first thought was how heartbreaking for the people involved and who lost everything. They lost their homes. They lost everything they owned. They lost the stability, and they're very much up in the air, and they're getting help from local organizations. And then we all agreed that we needed to do something. The university and Pine Hills Improvement Group typically does a community dinner each semester. And so we knew we wanted to do one in a couple of weeks, and we decided to just move it up and make it a benefit for this for the families. And so we've raised the money. All of the money that we've raised is going to go to the United Way, and they'll make sure that it gets to the families.
And how much y'all raised tonight?
Around $2,000.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it was really nice.
Okay, now this was a effort of the Pine Hill Improvement Association, so it was in conjunction with?
Yes, University at Albany actually paid for the food. Mm-hmm. The Neighborhood Life at University at Albany. Pastor John and First Lutheran Church provided the space for free, and then the Pine Hills Neighborhood Association is paying for the maintenance fee. And then Assembly Member Alfredo Ballarin, who's the Assembly Member for this area, Common Council Member, Alfredo Ballarin, was one of the key people involved in getting us together and starting this process for this dinner. County Legislator Doug Bullock was also very much involved, and then Brian Hawley from the Albany Police Department was involved, in addition to the university, the church, and the Neighborhood Association.
Now, I know that this was such a tragedy, but have there been other incidents, you know, over the past that...
Nothing this big. We know that there have been fires in the past, and there have been a few here and there where people lost everything, and then more often than not, there are like smaller fires that people are impacted by or other kinds of tragedies. This was so big, and it impacted so many people that we really felt like we needed to be engaged and help. And it's not just the Quail Street fire. There was also a fire that same night in Sheridan Hollow. So a total of 80 people lost their homes, lost everything they own. So the money that we're raising is going into the Albany Fire Fund for all 80 of those people to, you know, it's going to be used for them, you know, by them.
Now, what if someone didn't come tonight? You know, how could they contribute?
They can donate to the United Way of the Greater Capital Region and make sure that they indicate, if they're sending a check, indicate that it's from the Albany Fire Fund. The Times Union has information about where to send checks and how to connect online. They can also check our Facebook page, which is Pine Hills NA. That's a good place to get that information as well.
Right. Now, I know you have, you know, fundraisers and benefits for the people, but there's also a thing called prevent, you know, how to prevent,
yes,
tragedies like this to happen.
Correct.
Because they said on the news today that somebody was cooking.
Yes.
And they threw the fire caught on the stove.
Right, and they threw water on, and that made it worse.
Right. So
yes.
Maybe I'll talk about maybe
oh, yes,
how to prevent it.
Oh, yes. Well, so first of all, every year we hold an event called Meet, Munch, and More, which is in September in a park, and it's a way to bring the neighborhood together as the school year starts. And as part of that, we always have fire education, Albany Fire Department. And we're actually the only neighborhood in the state that did something called a pod burn, which is a fire that is set up. They set up a room and then they make a fire and then they put it out to demonstrate just how fast fire can move. We haven't done it the last couple of years because we're such an enclosed neighborhood, the smoke started to become problematic for the people in the neighborhood. But in addition to that, we also serve on the Committee for University Community Relations, and the Office of Fire Prevention and Safety is on that. And we're also considering doing a walk around in the neighborhood with them to talk about, to make sure all of the neighbors also know how to prevent fire and what's important. In addition, some of the information that the university puts out every year is also talks about preventing fires, and that goes to all neighbors in the neighborhood. So.
Oh, okay. I don't want to hold you because
that's
you
okay.
You had to go. So I just want to go one more time to tell them how to contribute, because
okay,
it's very important.
Yes, that is very important. So you want to contribute to the United Way. I'm going to get the website out here. The United Way of Capital Region. And let me just double check. Yeah, I want to get the link, the exact link for it. It is United Way GCR, www.unitedwaygcr.org/emergency. And there's a link right there to support the September 30th fires. And then you can also donate at several Capcom Federal Credit Union branches, or you can send a check made out to the United Way of the Greater Capital Region with Albany City Fires Fund on the memo line to P.O. Box 13865, Albany, New York, 12212. That's the Albany City Fires Fund. So there are a number of ways to get your funds to the United Way, and then they're working with other nonprofits to help each individual meet whatever their needs are and get funds to them as well.
Okay.
And the most important thing they need is funds. They're not taking donations of things at this point. They haven't assessed what everybody needs yet. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much.
And thank you, Ms. Key.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Right. Community support for the victims is important because of the traumatic experience and the loss of all the victim's possessions in the fire. Now, Chief Joseph Gregory of the Albany Fire Department made some comments about the fire. Now, he said the major reason no one else was injured was because neighbors notified each other of the flames and helped one another quickly to evacuate. And he also gave some advice for community residents of any community to try to avoid being a victim of a fire or being killed. He said that people who live in Martha family residence, they should not ignore fire alarms. They should evacuate the building and call for help. And two, look around your house and see if there's any fire hazards. And three, he said, check your smoke and carbon detectors. He said, learn a second way out of your building. Don't have no one way out. Also, make sure you have two ways out, possible three ways out. Now, I would advise all the listeners to WOOC to take fire safety seriously and to support your neighbors if they are ever a victim of a fire. This is WOOC roaming correspondence, Willie Terry. Thank you for listening.